Don't let the weather limit your passion for golf. Go to Winslow's Kitchen Bar and Range, state-of-the-art Top Tracer driving range with shot tracing technology and PowerTee ball automation. Whether you're a golf enthusiast or a weekend warrior, you'll love Winslow's 16 heated bays with full-service food and drink, trivia nights, and live music in the clubhouse. Winslow's open 7 days a week, rain, snow, or shine, at Green Harbor Golf Club, 624 Webster Street in Marshfield. Book your bay at greenharborgolfclub.com/Winslow's. Winslow's, because good times and golf shouldn't have an off season.
B-Pod Studios.
This is Felger.
Felgstradamus.
And Mass.
You're going to get anybody half decent for free.
Presented by DraftKings on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, hour number two, Felger Mass. Comps for Mac Jones. What could he be? What do you want him to be? Is there a guy you're afraid he might be? Et cetera. Murray came up with some stuff overnight. Murray, what do you got?
Well, it's pretty simple. If Mac Jones is Joe Flacco or Mark Sanchez, you've won. You've won. That's a hit for me, in my opinion. Don't be stupid. People are already saying, like, well, he's got Brady-type tendencies. Like, you know, this is, Bill's found the next guy. Like, you're talking about a freak unicorn in Tom Brady. It's dumb to even say his name in the same breath. Use rookie quarterbacks drafted in the first round like Mac Jones was, who made the playoffs their first season. We'll go back 15 years. That's probably even too long, but we'll go back 15 years. 2006 is the cutoff. The last first-round quarterback to win a playoff game as a rookie was Mark Sanchez in 2009.
Is that? Can I just stop there again? Because I'm looking up stats as you're saying this. The last rookie quarterback who won a playoff game was the Sanchez.
First round quarterback. That's the key part.
Oh, I'm sorry. First round quarterback. Yeah. Thank you. Give me a rookie quarterback who won a playoff game his rookie year since then.
Russell Wilson did. 2012.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, and beat Washington.
Did Dak Prescott go to the playoffs his rookie
year? I don't think
year?
He did.
Okay, go ahead. Keep going.
Dalton went his rookie year, too, and he was drafted, what, I think, third round?
Maybe. Okay.
Either way, if you look at 08-09, first-round quarterbacks, Flacco, Sanchez. Sanchez, 2-1, made AFC Championship that year. Flacco, also 2-1, made the AFC Championship. And Flacco, more than anyone else, I think is a good comp, not obviously in terms of the body size, but just where he was drafted. 18th overall in 2008, was added to a defense first team. Obviously not flashy, did enough to justify that first-round selection pretty quickly. He made the playoffs 6 out of his first 7 years. I know he had that lightning-in-a-bottle Super Bowl run, but ends with a championship. He's named the Super Bowl MVP. Is he going to be a Hall of Famer? No. Is he continue to be the butt of jokes? Yes. But if Mac Jones is Joe Flacco, that's a win. You've won. You get a championship out of it. You go on multiple playoff runs. And if you don't think that, like, I don't know what the hell you're looking for this guy to be. Like, what do you want him to be? Like, so he's not going to be Brady. If Mac Jones in his first year, even just to use Sanchez as a comp, because I know he flashed out after those couple of years and they were winning on defense in 09 and in 2010 with that Jets team. But if Mac Jones throws 20 touchdowns, wins 9 games, and ends up losing a wild card game, if you just...
Okay, so can I just stop you?
Can I just interject?
Mike, do you mind if I go first?
Go.
I don't know where you got the 20 touchdowns from there, Murray, because in Mark Sanchez's rookie year, he threw 12 touchdowns against 20 interceptions. Mark Sanchez is a rookie, went 8-7 as a starter, 12 touchdowns, 20 picks, had a completion percentage of 53.8 and a quarterback rating of 63. That was his season. Though that was his season production.
No, so, I came up with the 20 touchdowns, sorry, Maz, and like, not, you know, 13, 14 picks based on other first rounders, like Daniel Jones in 2019. I think he was a first round pick. Like, his numbers were okay. But if he just throws 20 touchdowns, 14, 15 picks, they win 9-10 games, then they end up losing the wild card round. If Mac Jones does that this year, the fact is he's going to be one of the most successful rookies in more than a decade that was drafted in the first round, a quarterback. That's a fact. So, like, I know that people have lofty expectations. I know that they think Belichick is like a miracle worker. If they have that kind of season, that's a win. That's a win.
Now that both of you jackasses have stopped flapping your gums, my answer is, I'll give you Flacco. I'm not giving you Sanchez. Sanchez is a fail. That's a massive fail. That rookie year was a disaster. They won in spite of him, for crying out loud. And Murray, I understand what you're saying, that ultimately they won. Okay, so you take it. He wasn't good enough. Sanchez was not good enough. And I'm going by Flacco's productivity, right, Bedard? I'm going by Flacco's productivity, not the body type and anything else or the style. Murray's point that they made the playoffs 6 out of 7 years and won a Super Bowl, and overall they won 10-plus games just about every one of those years, and he did not kill them. Fine, that one I'll give you. I'm okay if that turns out to be Mac Jones in a 7 or 8 year span. Sanchez was not good enough. And this year, 12 and 20, 12 touchdowns and 20 picks would be a borderline disaster. Bill would hate that. Hate, hate, hate. The number one reason this kid is here is because he won't make mistakes. That's the whole reason you picked him, because he's that kind of quarterback and can process it and won't make mistakes.
And I'd argue with the situation that they're now in, with, I think, you know, Bill's not on the hot seat, but with Brady crapping down their throat, and I think his legacy is being questioned by some, I would argue if you mirror what the Jets did in 2009 and 2010 with Sanchez, 2 years, two deep playoff runs, you get to the conference championships, and then it all goes to crap, I think you take that. I think you still take that.
So I'm hoping for more. I mean, if you go to two straight, so Sanchez took him to two straight AFC championship games.
He was better the second year.
Okay, but when I say he took him, that's just it. You
beat
know,
you
he,
here.
What, I'm sorry, what?
Beat you guys here. I mean, I was there. I still can't believe that happened. He was actually good in that game.
No, so that was year two then. That was 2010. So he got back above water, TD interception, 17-13. He went 11-5 in his starts, upped his completion percentage all the way to 54.8.
Ooh.
And his quarterback rating to 75.3. He just wasn't good enough. He wasn't good enough. Flacco, I hope Mac Jones is better than Joe Flacco.
But you know what? If you look at his – Flacco has almost 100 wins in the league. Like, that's not horrible.
98-77. So it wouldn't be a fail. I'd like a little bit more. I think the Matt Ryan thing is fair with just more balls and better coaching, right? And so, again, like if Matt Ryan had the right coach, they'd be champion, right? I mean, simple as that. And even still, he was one play call away from being a Super Bowl champion. Never mind, he was an MVP too, wasn't he?
The Super Bowl MVP.
No, Matt Ryan.
No, that year, he won the MVP.
Yeah.
So he's a league MVP, should have won the Super Bowl if his coach didn't crap down his pants, and was a pretty prolific guy, and, you know, career record of 113-92. I'd hope it's a little bit better than that, but, like, I feel like that's a better, that would be my ceiling for Mac Jones. Ceiling. Yeah, I can't imagine that he'd be better than Matt Ryan. And then it comes down to like the winning quotient. Do you have the winning quotient? You know, who knows about that?
I mean, that's really what I care about more, if you want to know the truth.
So I think Matt Ryan kind of lacks that. But even still, he should have won. But if he's Matt Ryan, boy, you scored. You scored. Matt Ryan is a rookie. Now, so those are good numbers. And we've been showing them up here on the simulcast. As a rookie, he went 11-5 as a starter, 61% completion percentage, only 16 touchdowns and 11 interceptions, but at least he was above water on that. Quarterback rating of 87.7. That to me just feels that's a realistic goal. And again, when he put up the 16 and 11 in 08, the league's changed. It's, you know, it's way more wide open than it was in two. So if you reflect for modern numbers and Mac Jones can go 25 touchdowns, 12 interceptions, something like that, with a 60, north of 60 completion percentage, and win 11 ball games, take you to the playoffs, oh, you scored. If you're expecting more than that, you're getting greedy.
Yeah, and Matt Ryan just says, because we talked about this a second ago, he only got sacked 17 times as a rookie. 17 times. That's pretty impressive. And you know what? Like, the way I look at Jones, I think Jones has the aptitude to play the position. So a lot of the negative stats, sacks, interceptions, thing, I expect his numbers to be low. I don't know if he's a playmaker, and I don't expect him to be in his first year, but he can't F up.
So the whole thing, you know, and again, we'll read it to you. Traditionally, rookie quarterbacks rank below average across the league. I mean, that's just the last 31 of them, only 7 ranked above average in terms of their rookie year, in terms of quarterbacks across the NFL. So statistically, on average, rookies who play are below average. My expectation for this guy is higher. He just can't be another below average rookie quarterback. And what I mean by that is, for me to consider the whole organization a success and this transition a success, I'm not willing to have two bridge years. You know, we spent a lot of time on this yesterday, but I really feel that way. It's like, it's one thing if Trevor Lawrence has a below average rookie year in Jacksonville. They're playing for the long game. Like they're on a 5-year plan. They're not spending any money. They're not surrounding him with free agents. It's about draft, develop, slow play. In 3 to 5 years, we'll be something, and we're going to grow organically and slowly with Trevor Lawrence. He doesn't need to be, you know, bonkers for me. And Justin Herbert last year, maybe the same kind of thing. This is different. You know, this is the end of Belichick's window. And you just spent in the offseason to win now. And you do have that specter of Brady. They have to catch Brady. They've got to answer Brady. I think there's a slice of their legacy on the line here. So the stakes are different. And so, no, Mac Jones just can't be another below-average rookie quarterback.
Yeah, and Murray, I know what the numbers say in terms of the history of rookies at that position. And I just think this is so unique, the spot that this kid's in. They just spent $200 million on free agency, and they have the greatest coach of all time.
And so you think this kid's going to be the outlier? I think if you think that, you're nuts.
So when I say outlier, Murray, I'm not telling you he's going to be, you know, as a rookie, he's going to play like Peyton Manning did in year six. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that I think he's going to be better than your average rookie. And if he's in the middle of the pack, I'll take it. That's what they need.
But based on what? So now you think the talent is better than it is because you've kind of downplayed the talent that they've added this offseason? Or you think Bill's just that good?
No, I think it's better than a team that would typically be taking a quarterback and playing him as a rookie. And look at Jacksonville. Jacksonville's roster blows.
Sure.
And Joe Burrow last year.
Yes. You know, those rosters blow. That's why they get quarterbacks in the first round, because they're completely starting over. This team's not. And most of those teams even have new coaches. Look at the Jets. They're still literally starting the whole thing from the ground up. The Patriots aren't doing that. I just think it's a little different. And I'm not telling you I think this kid's great, but I do think he's capable of being relatively mistake-free, relatively, compared to the rest of the league.
And this isn't about Cam Newton, because certainly Cam Newton is not the answer. But if he has a really below-average kind of rookie year and the team doesn't have a real season where they're in the playoffs and winning games, I'm going to say this whole thing was a massive fail. You don't get 2 years at that. You shouldn't get. It didn't take Brady 2 years. You know,
but you can't compare him to Brady. Again, the way you guys are talking is like they got to match Tom now.
Yeah, well, that's what I want.
No shot. It's not going to happen with a rookie quarterback.
I'm not expecting them to match Tom. I am expecting them to compete.
I am. And it's not this year, Murray. It's the next two. I'll give them two.
Yeah, I'm talking about this year. I mean, I'm not expecting them to win the Super Bowl this year. I won't be totally shocked if somehow it comes together late and they make a run. Then we can talk then. But I do expect them to be in the hunt.
No, I'm talking now. This is what I want from this team.
But bottom line for me is,
and by the way, they spent like they want it too. Yes, Murray.
Is if this kid's Joe Flacco, that's a win. And I know people scoff because of the name, but Flacco, I think, was pretty good. He was pretty good those first 7 to 8 years in the league. Again, he caught lightning in a bottle, won Super Bowl MVP. That's the outlier. But he was good enough. And if Mac Jones is good enough, you won.
I'll tell you, Russell Wilson, man, right out of the chute.
Beginning of the Legion of Boom, though, too. So you got to factor that
well,
in.
Well, I'm just looking at his performance. 16 starts, 11-5 as a starter, 26-10, touchdown to interception, completion percentage of 64%. Quarterback rating of 100. He comes out of the chute as a rookie as 100 quarterback rating. I know that's not what it used to be, but in 2012, it was more legit.
He was good.
I mean, and boy, you know, incredibly consistent through his career. You know, completion percentages year by year, 64, 63, 63, 68, 64, 61, 65, 66, 68.8 last year. It's gotten goofy the last couple of years. To say that Mac Jones is going to have a career like Russell Wilson, I think you're getting greedy. Can he have a rookie year like Russell Wilson? Can he? You know that I'm hoping he sniffs it, and I don't think it's outside the realm of possibility either. All right, so what do you think about this whole conversation? To you, right after these words.
It's Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz.
Don't let the weather limit your passion for golf. Go to Winslow's Kitchen Bar and Range, state-of-the-art Top Tracer driving range with shot tracing technology and Power Tee ball automation. Whether you're a golf enthusiast or a weekend warrior, you'll love Winslow's 16 heated bays with full-service food and drink, trivia nights, and live music in the clubhouse. Winslow's open 7 days a week, rain, snow, or shine, at Green Harbor Golf Club, 624 Webster Street in Marshfield. Book your bay at greenharborgolfclub.com/Winslow's. Winslow's, because good times and golf shouldn't have an off-season.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem?
No match for a little DIY duct tape.
Shoot, hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape than a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tool I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Belgier and Maz.
One big kindergarten classroom.
Really is. Just slinging poo at each other.
Daycare for grown-ups.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
I may not know what I'm talking about, but I like to talk to people who do know what they're talking about. And what I've heard about Mac Jones, one head coach described him as a potential 10-time Pro Bowl quarterback. Another coach said that his floor is Kirk Cousins, his ceiling is Drew Brees. And again, Bill Belichick himself, starting a rookie quarterback for the first time. That tells you what he thinks.
And Bart, I'll take it a step further. Jeff Saturday, on this show the other day, said everybody, and I can't do his accent and I can't match his energy, but in with great enthusiasm, said everybody better buckle up, because this thing looks a lot like it did in New England 20 years ago. The way they're building this with a young quarterback that they're not asking to do too much and putting all the pieces around him with the offensive line and running the ball and all that kind of stuff, and then Mac Jones sort of growing into the part. Jeff Saturday was talking about seeing something similar to what we saw 20 years ago. You don't see that?
The difference is this ain't 20 years ago, right? That works 20 years ago. This is different. Right now you talk about him going to Pro Bowl. Who the hell he going to go to the Pro Bowl over? Josh Allen? He's going to go to Pro Bowl over Patrick Mahomes? He's going to go to the Pro Bowl over Action Jackson? No. He ain't going to get no Pro Bowl nines. He's going to get a data boy. If he go to the Pro Bowl, it's going to be because one of those guys say, I don't want to go this year because I'm tired of hurting my back in the sun.
Expectations for Mac Jones. That was from the Get Up show this morning on ESPN. Adam Schefter, Greenberg, and then Bart Scott, speaking of the Jets in those years. Schefter says, talks to coaches, one of whom who says Mac Jones could be a 10-time Pro Bowler. Another one who says, and I think he said, the floor is Andy Dalton and Kirk Cousins, the floor.
Floor is Kirk Cousins, yeah.
The floor is Kirk Cousins. The ceiling is Drew Brees, who some people have as a top 10 quarterback of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Think that's a little much, Anthony?
Yes, I do think it's a little much. And I would tell you that, honestly, like I get what they're saying with the Pro Bowl appearances. I don't care whether he makes 2 or 10 or whatever.
It's right. It's too easy. Actually.
Yeah, I want to play along, which is the idea is that he'll be one of the better quarterbacks in the league. Yeah, I think there's a chance of that. Could he be a top 10 quarterback in the league, not of all time in the league? If it all goes right with Bill as his coach? Yes.
Yeah. And I think that generically speaking, if he can be a second tier quarterback in that second level, you've won.
Yeah.
And so, we all know the first tier, at any given time is somewhere between Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees is in there. Peyton Manning at his time, Pat Mahomes now, whatever. There's a top three, that you just say, okay, right now it might be Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, Tom Brady, whatever that elite group is, that 3 to 5, I don't expect him to get there. But I'd like him to be in that second group.
Absolutely.
The second grouping, which is Matt Ryan, Stafford, one of these guys. And I think that if with the right coaching and the right program, that guy can win a crap ton of games.
Yes. So, and a championship.
Yes.
Yeah, again, Matt Ryan's a good example. If the Falcons had just managed the end of that game a little bit better, they would have won a Super Bowl. They should have won a Super Bowl. And you might even be able to argue Carson Wentz with the Eagles that year would have been close. And he's not a top five guy. I mean, he was having a great year that year and Foles ended up playing great. But whatever. The point being is you just got to get to the point where you're good enough. That's all. You don't have to be the greatest that ever played. Just be good enough.
If he plays 15 years for this team and wins one Super Bowl, is that good enough for you people?
Because
it should be.
Yes.
Yeah, probably so. I mean, can I wish for a little bit more? But yes, sure. Absolutely.
So that's the ceiling. Then Drew Brees. Like, I don't need him to be a stat monster, but he got the one Super Bowl. So, and won it. So good.
When you put it in those terms, Murray, yeah. I wouldn't expect that he'd be as prolific a passer as Drew Brees, but let's see how it goes. Maybe that'll change over the years.
So another comp, and I've seen people scoff at this online because it's like, again, your expectations are way out of whack, and it's because of the Brady thing. If he's Eli, that's a win.
Oh, yeah.
I would take Eli.
Definitely. And,
he's one of eight quarterbacks who won two Super Bowls. Yeah. Like, you take that.
Good winning quotient.
Big balls.
With that player, yes. I don't know if the stats or the passing is as prolific. You know, I'd rather him be Eli than Drew Brees, frankly.
Same.
But, I mean, so now
you're... That was a killer in the postseason.
I mean, I think if you're wanting that, you're getting a little greedy. A little greedy. And the whole point here, which I still want to see, is if Bill can win with someone lesser than that.
Absolutely.
You know, and I this is just my Petri dish, my science experiment, this conversation we've had for 20 years. But that, to me, would be a great story. If this kid is not Drew Brees, is not in that elite level, and Bill wins with him. Now Bill has his answer, and now the debate is back on. Right?
Yeah, now we can go back to being 50-50
exactly.
Or something close to it.
Right, exactly. All right, to your phones as promised. Tony and Stoneham. Hi, Tony.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good.
You know, you want to compare. You got to be able to compare apples with apples. Different teams, different linemen, different receivers and everything. This kid has it upstairs, which is very, very important. And he can execute. You talked about interceptions and everything. He had 4 interceptions in college in 2 years. And you think he's going to throw a lot of interceptions. This kid is going to do something. And you know something? You make bets, but you don't want to honor him. I'd make you a bet right now that they're in the playoffs with this kid this year.
I'm with you, Tony. Tony, I'm not going to take that bet. I have him in the playoffs, too. Absolutely. I'm over 9.5. I'm in the playoffs. Absolutely. You don't have to bet me on that. I agree with you.
And so, like, okay, you want to be confident about the kid, fine. But, like, people are just basing this off the practices and the preseason and playing at Alabama? Because guess what? He had more talent at Alabama than he has on this team right now.
That might be true. Incredibly. He did. They were loaded. I'll tell you,
we don't know until the real games start.
The big thing for me is that the minimization of mistakes. Don't make the mistakes.
I'm still basing it on Belichick. I'm not off the board. I'm not off the boat. I mean, Brady's won, and that's where it stands right now, but I haven't given up on Belichick. I think he's going to have his answer, so that's what I'm betting on. Simi in Cambridge. Go ahead, Simi.
Hey, what's up? Quick thing, Mike. Why are you such a flip-flopper with the Brian Hoyer? It's going to take us to the playoffs last year. And then all of a sudden this year, he's not good enough to be a backup.
Because last year I reached, Simi. That was a reach. That was a take reach. That came back to bite me.
All right. Well, that's admission. All right. So that's good. it is good. I believe Max, he can definitely get double-digit wins. Belichick with mediocre, like even going back to Parcells.
Simi.
They won Super Bowl. Yes.
He better get double-digit wins. They better win 10 games. 9-8 is not 9-8 and out of the playoffs is a fail.
I don't think 10's a big ask with a 17 game schedule.
It's not, and it's really I'm not going to.
Told you, I want 11-6.
I'm not doing the win loss thing, but
yeah, win
the first 9 games, man.
Loss
the first 9 games. I'm sorry, Miami home Jets.
Win.
Saints?
Yes.
Win.
We don't know what the kid's all about yet.
It's not just purely about the kid. The team's better. And with better talent, Bill should be able to coach it up.
You're a Belichick Bobo again. I like this.
I'm not a Bobo. I'm just like, I mean.
You believe he's a good coach.
I believe he's a really good coach, and he's motivated to answer Brady, and he's going to have his bleep together this year. And he's going to have a quarterback that can run the offense they want to run. Now, he's a rookie, and so that's a big question mark. But, yeah, I'm not giving up year two on Belichick. I'm not doing that thing. Way too early.
And Murray, I'll tell you what. This is going to sound absolutely crazy because I know they haven't played a game yet. Your point is fair. I think we have a pretty good idea what Mac Jones is right now. And again, and when I say that is, I think he can read the line of scrimmage. I think he can complete short and intermediate passes and be accurate. And I think he can protect the football.
And I think that knee might be made out of crab meat because he's already wearing that brace.
Okay, but I'm not talking about the physical part, you know, holding up to injury. I can't speak for that. You're legit concerned.
You're having a hard time, Murray, rooting for both, aren't you? Because I can just feel like
what do you mean both? No, I'm rooting for Brady and the Bucks. There's no both.
Right. Like, so that's over.
Well, then that explains his attitude.
Exactly. He's just dripping with it. Like, I want, you know, once it was clear Brady was going to do something last year, I was like, let's go. Dangle your nuts in their face, Tommy. Let's go. I was all in.
Oh, I want another one. I want him to bury them.
But hold on. Now if Bill answers, that's a great. I am rooting for that now. I want both. I want both to prove how great they are.
Oh, not me. Now I want Brady to really shove it in.
I want Bill Belichick to rise from the ashes.
I want them both to prove that they're the greatest of all time. Brady's done it. Bill hasn't yet. So, like, that's what I want. That's a great story.
I mean, and my back is up. I'm sorry, Mez. My back's up because I think the expectations are way out of whack, too. Like, people have lost their minds about what Mac Jones can be. And this is, oh, no, they're going back. This is going to, he's figured it out. This guy's going to be Brady 2.0. Like, you don't know yet. It'll be great if it turns out, like, this kid's a stud. There's nothing more exciting. I do mean this. There's nothing more exciting than a first-round quarterback and the unknown and the ceiling. And, God, let's hopefully this guy's, like, you know, the white whale. Everyone's always looking for the quarterback, the savior. And that Mac Jones could be that. We don't know. So, yeah, they're going to be more interesting, but we don't know. Like, the kid was talked about as maybe a second rounder before the draft.
Yeah, I don't think the expectations are out of whack for 2021. I don't. I really don't. I think that they
should be good.
They should very easily could very easily be an 11-6 team if things go the way that we're supposed to go.
Here's Murray's update. Back with more right after. Don't go anywhere.
Don't let the weather limit your passion for golf. Go to Winslow's Kitchen Bar and Range, state-of-the-art top tracer driving range with shot tracing technology and Power T ball automation. Whether you're a golf enthusiast or a weekend warrior, you'll love Winslow's 16 heated bays with full-service food and drink, trivia nights, and live music in the clubhouse. Winslow's open 7 days a week, rain, snow, or shine, at Green Harbor Golf Club, 624 Webster Street in Marshfield. Book your bay at greenharborgolfclub.com/Winslow's. Winslow's, because good times and golf shouldn't have an off-season.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape. And a wrench. And a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
Felger and Mass.
They've been incredibly consistent.
The only thing that's consistent is their inconsistency.
I don't think that's inconsistent.
Yeah, which is exactly what Murray said.
Am I misinterpreting it?
No.
Now, more Felger and Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
So just a reminder on what a reasonable expectation is for a rookie quarterback. I read this to you a couple weeks ago. Some research done by an individual by the name of Sheil Kapadia. And if I mispronounce it, I apologize. With The Athletic, research, sort of analytic, stat-based stuff. But his lead nugget in his yearly, preview of the NFL season, he said rookie quarterbacks generally perform like below-average starters. He says there's a lot of excitement around rookie quarterbacks, Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, Justin Fields, and Mac Jones. And that's great, he says. I am not here to rain on anyone's parade, but it's worth offering a little perspective on reasonable expectations. Over the last 10 years, among the 31 rookie quarterbacks who have seen significant snaps, seven have performed like an above average starter. And that list, those seven are Dak Prescott, Robert Griffin, Russell Wilson, Justin Herbert last year, Cam Newton way back in his rookie year, Jameis Winston, and Andrew Luck. So that leaves 24 of the 31, or 77%, have performed at a below-average level. He says the median rookie season was Mike Glennon, who finished 23rd according to, and now this is their advanced metric that they use, and I have no idea what the F it is, but it's, he says, Glennon, who finished 23rd according to True Media's expected points added per play model. In 2013. I don't know what the, of course, expected points added per play model is.
Nothing about his completion percentage, anything like
I'm sure
that
it's in there somewhere, Murray.
It's tangible.
Yeah, I'm sure it's, you know, it's their version of the Pythagorean theorem. There's like a million things that they input there, and it spits out expected points added per play. So so just based on that metric, the median was Mike Glennon, who finished 23rd in 2013. So what's the point, writes The Athletic? Odds are against rookie quarterbacks entering the league and being good right away. There are exceptions, and maybe this will prove to be an especially rare quarterback class, but history suggests that the majority of rookie starters will take their lumps and perform at a below average level. So that's just the data. That's just the facts. The last 31 quarterbacks going back 10 years. I expect Mac Jones to break the mold and to be one of the seven and to be one of the ones that are above average. I expect it. I borderline demand it. I think they expect it, borderline demand it. You don't build the team the way they built the team. They built the team to win now. The way they handled the offseason was to win now. Your coach is 69, 68,
yeah, 69,
whatever.
He's
you know, his window's closing, and you've invested in him and doubled down with him. So the expectations are greater on Mac Jones than even Trevor Lawrence in Jacksonville, or, you know, you name it. He's got a quarterback, a winning team, and a playoff team in year one.
I think Bill expects it, independent of whether I think Bill does. I think Bill looks at it and says, we're not going to go out there to go 5-12.
Nope, he did it last year. That was it. That was their clear the decks, clean up the roster, flush out the money, whatever. That was their reset year. I don't think Bill had it in his mind we're going to do a 2-year reset.
The other thing, and I've said this a million times too, I think it's easier to play quarterback in the league now than it was a long time ago.
You bet.
So I look at it and say, and by the way, you mentioned Dak Prescott on that list. You said earlier, did he take him to the playoffs his rookie year? They went 13-3. I forgot about that, how good they were his rookie year.
Was that the year the Packers beat him in the divisional round?
34-31. Yep.
Yeah, that was that game.
Yep, correct.
So it took a Aaron Rodgers true throw out of his ass, rolling left, throwing 35 yards.
Ridiculous throw.
That's how Dak Prescott didn't make the NFC title game that year. So if you get Dak Prescott as a rookie, oh my God.
Huge win.
Take it and run. Back to your phones. Jeff in California. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, I got a take on Cam Newton that I hope you'll bear with me on. I'm kind of thinking he was hoping to get released, really. He's not stupid. He knows how to play the game. He knows how to massage Belichick. He's not a stupid guy. I'm thinking he saw the writing on the wall. He knows he's going to get dumped some point in the season to the pudgy kid. And maybe he was hoping to get released.
Why?
And by maybe knowingly violating the protocol.
Okay. Is there a better situation out there? Why would he want to go somewhere else?
I don't know about going anywhere else. I honestly don't think he wanted to face, getting dumped like in week three,
I don't know what the difference is. He got whacked when all those scrubs get whacked.
No, people have this scenario in their heads because everyone comes out smelling like roses, essentially. Like, oh, no, I know I'm done, so I may as well walk away and make room for the first round pick. And Bill and the team is absolved and everyone walks away looking good. That's why people come up with this. This is like the fifth time I've heard it.
Ridiculous. There's not a better situation in the league for him than here. I mean, hardly. He had a real chance to play here. Even as the backup, he had a real chance to play here. The head coach loved him. Loved, I think that's in the past, but at the time, loved him. And he's in the offense, and you're playing a rookie quarterback who's already dinged up and is undersized to begin with. He had a real chance to play. He's not going to have a better chance to play in Dallas, even with Dak Prescott, a question mark physically as well. He'd just be walking into a new offense. They're not going to play him right away.
Yeah, it's bad enough that we have people calling in every time Belichick screws up and saying it's actually a part of his master plan. Now we're going to do it for Cam Newton, too.
Walter in Tewksbury. Go, Walter.
Yeah, guys, just a quick question. Matt Barkley as a more viable backup than Brian Hoyer.
Okay, Matt Barkley feels Brian Hoyer-ish to me.
No, thanks.
I feel like Brian Hoyer's done a lot more than Matt Barkley.
Matt Barkley was a USC guy, right?
Yeah, he's been around forever. He's like older than Rope.
I think he blows. No, thanks. And I think most of the quarterbacks that come out of USC are complete total wuss bags.
He's only 30. But, no, I feel you have Matt Barkley and Brian Hoyer. Same guy.
I'd rather have Hoyer.
Let's reach a little higher. Yeah, exactly. Bob and Needham.
Has there ever been a tough quarterback to come out of USC?
Carson Palmer.
Okay, he's different. I'll allow for Palmer. Other than him.
No.
I'm telling you, one wuss bag after the next.
Let me think about it. Go ahead, Bob.
Michael, I checked the Eli stats. He went 9-7 both Super Bowl years and only made the playoffs 4 out of 15 years. I expect way more than that from Mac Jones. Secondly, Mac Jones, I'm not even concerned about Mac Jones being able to make the throws. I'm more worried about the wide receivers and the two injury-prone tight ends. That I know we're going to have the running game. The comp would be Ben Roethlisberger his first year. He went, 15-1 with the solid defense, a running game, and that's the thing, hopefully, that they set up with all these free agent signings, that these guys can use the running game and, the tight ends, and just let them manage the game. Big Ben went 15-1, and remember, we beat him in the AFC Championship game.
If this guy's Ben Roethlisberger, is that good enough?
Oh, yes!
I mean, that's a grand slam. It's a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Okay. I just want to make sure, because to listen to Patriots fans the last 20 years, I sucks. He sucks.
That's because he's a Steeler.
I just want to make sure we're all on planet Earth.
Yes, huge win. Huge, huge, huge win if he's Roethlisberger.
Eli Manning was 10-6 the 07 year, by the way. He was 9-7 in when he beat you in 11. But if you wouldn't take Eli Manning, if you wouldn't be Eli Manning, I don't know.
What was Eli's rookie year? He was splitting time with Kurt Warner at the time, wasn't he?
So his rookie, he only started 7 games.
Okay.
So I guess, that must have been the Kurt Warner year. His first full year as a starter... They went 11-5, 24-17, completion percentage of 52, quarterback rating of 75. Not good.
Oh, he was always a pick machine. Complete, you know, he wasn't a great regular season quarterback. He was a 500 quarterback in the regular season. But put him in a big spot, leader. Big balls. Big balls.
Who do you worry who Mac Jones is? What's the floor? What's the floor? Think, I'll give you
a name that's popped into my head.
Okay, let's go to the break. You give me your floor because the ceiling's fun. Talking about the floor is not as. Although on this program, it actually might fit better. What's the floor? And your calls in our long commercial-free segment next.
Boston's home for sports. Failure and Mass. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Don't let the weather limit your passion for golf. Go to Winslow's Kitchen Bar and Range, state-of-the-art Top Tracer driving range with shot tracing technology and Power T ball automation. Whether you're a golf enthusiast or a weekend warrior, you'll love Winslow's 16 heated bays with full-service food and drink, trivia nights, and live music in the clubhouse. Winslow's open 7 days a week, rain, snow, or shine, at Green Harbor Golf Club, 624 Webster Street in Marshfield. Book your bay at greenharborgolfclub.com/Winslow's. Winslow's, because good times and golf shouldn't have an off season.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape and a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Please, Mass. What the?
Felger and Mass.
What the F are we doing here?
98.5.
What are we doing?
The Sports Hub.
People are projecting this guy to be a franchise quarterback, and he's not. He's not. And that's my whole point on this. And at the end of the day, I think he's ultimately, like I'm saying, like ultimate ceiling is Cousins. He could be Dalton. On the end of the day, I think he's between two former Bengals quarterbacks. I think he falls somewhere between Dalton and A.J. McCarron. How would you feel about that?
Oh, yeah.
That's basically a borderline starter.
It's a little unfair to keep playing that sound by Gasper, but it's so good. Oh, it's so good. And it's so clearly defined. It was pre-draft. And it was pre-camp, and Gasper has admitted the kid looks better than he thought. But, you know, that's just sort of a good way to get into the floor. What's the floor? You know, Gasper said his ceiling is Dalton and Cousins. We had on Schefter a cut from ESPN this morning where Schefter said his floor is Dalton.
Well, it's a big
Cousins.
Change. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, that's a big. So, you know, the best that Gasper thinks he can be is the worst that Schefter sources think he can be. Big swing there.
Yeah, massive.
It's what makes this, I guess, so fascinating. Give me who you don't want him to be. What's his floor?
You want to keep it to first rounders?
Well, a guy with expectation, but I mean, give me your answer and let's go from there.
Rex Grossman.
Good one.
Okay, I'll give you one.
Great one.
I'll give you one in Patriots history and one outside of Patriots history.
Where was Grossman taken?
22nd overall in 2003.
He blew.
Oh my
Made
God.
A Super Bowl, though.
He did, but...
No, oh, yeah, he was terrible.
Rex Grossman. Not bad. Go ahead.
Tony Eason. That's my Patriots comp. Don't be Tony Eason. Okay, first-round pick, I think, Illinois, they took him out of. He was a wuss bag. He could not... He couldn't run a convenience store. Terrible leader. Awful. John Hanna once said he should wear a skirt. It was awful.
Right.
I'm not kidding.
No. That's why they took him out of the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It was really, if it's him, forget it. You have no shot. And among modern guys, I don't want Jared Goff. I don't want that guy. It was, again, high pick. And, you know, Jones is a little bit lower. He's middle of the first. But if you're Jared Goff, to me, is not a leader as a quarterback.
Yeah, just...
I don't want Goff.
Quickly, in more recent years, Daniel Jones. I think Daniel Jones blows.
Josh Rosen obviously would not
no,
be good.
Jesus, oh, God, yeah, no yeah. Disaster.
He was 10th overall. That was the year he was the fourth. That was another big run on quarterbacks, that 18 year. Mayfield 1, Sam Darnold 3, Josh Allen 7, Josh Rosen 10.
See, I tried to pick guys who have at least played.
No.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I know. Like, I mean, Josh, I'm just saying.
Yeah. Like, no brainer.
Obviously, you don't want to be Josh Rosen. The guy's barely in the league. So, like, duh. But, you know, that can happen. Paxton Lynch, 26th overall in 2016.
God, yeah.
Right? So, but, you know, you try and marry up style too. So, you know, Grossman's good because he's a pocket guy, not an athletic guy, supposed to be a passer, etc. And fell on his face. Rosen too, though. I mean, you know, maybe size wise and
yeah, I try to think of the size. And so another one, what if he's Kyle Orton?
Kyle Orton.
So he went 106 overall in 05. That's a guy that obviously Josh McDaniels had an affinity for. He shipped off Jay Cutler for him, for God's sakes, when he was in Denver.
There was a time I liked Kyle Orton.
Me too. he was all right.
You know, and honestly, some balls. Yeah, I think if he had some better coaching, he could have been a better player. Like that. So that's another element that with a lot of these guys who sort of in the middle, and maybe if we're using the argument or I'm subscribing to the theory that Jones is kind of one of those guys, it could go either way. He's got some things in his favor, notably Bill. Like, you know, Bill will help him out.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's a big difference.
It'll work in his favor, which is why you can't ignore that fact, which is why when we go to young quarterbacks typically perform below average. Well, a lot of them with bad teams, bad coaches, you know, bad organizations and talent, the whole thing. And so this is a little different. I expect them to be middle of the pack at worst.
All right, back to your phones. Mary's in Manchester. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Mike. Hi, guys. So I know you're going to think this is a little ambitious, but I'm hoping that Mac Jones turns into someone like Andrew Luck. I always liked Luck. I thought he was a smart quarterback. I know he went to Stanford, but I also thought he could process information. I think he had good football IQ. And he had a lot of injuries, but I thought that he was just mismanaged by the Colts. So I'm not really looking for another Brady. I know that's never going to happen, but I do have high expectations, and I would like to see something like Andrew Luck.
Okay, Mary, Andrew Luck would be a home run, I think.
Yeah, I just think, you know, he was the number one overall pick in the draft. He was a terrific athlete on top of it.
He's considered Peyton Manning, Trevor Lawrence. Like, that's how he was viewed coming out. Can't miss. Like,
6'4", 240, and can run.
Yeah. And, again, processed and did the whole thing. I thought he had the package. I thought he was going to be the guy. And if he were still playing, he would be. If he were still playing, he'd be on pace to be a Hall of Famer.
Crippled.
I don't know if he would have won, okay, but, he, you know, if he were still playing today, he'd be putting up huge numbers. Todd's in Plymouth. Go, Todd.
Hey, Felger. How's it going, guys? So, Felger, question and comment for you. So my comment is, last year, it seems like you're concerned about the backup quarterback. So last year you were projected and on record saying that if Hoyer beat out Cam, he probably would have won 10 wins, and I actually agreed with you. So the question is, $200 million later, getting the offense and defensive line back in shape, if it was Hoyer versus Cam again, like how many wins do you think Hoyer would get? And when you answer that,
so like,
wouldn't that be a decent backup for Mac Jones?
Can I get out of the Hoyer take, please? Like, can I get
people holding to that today.
Can I stop being held to that?
We have the receipts.
I told you I reached on that. That was an overreach. That was a take overreach.
Yeah, it was an extended take.
Okay, so I was wrong. I'm no longer standing by that thing. Like, can we move past that?
Mike, we all have to eat the take pile of...
No, I'm eating the take crap.
You will continue to.
But it's like, but now we're trying to have it, like, it's... So I just can't talk about backup quarterbacks anymore?
3-year window. That was the statute.
Baking you a pie of take poo.
It's like, all right. I was just trying to, if you're going to be a Bear, be a Grizzly. I thought Bill could win with an average quarterback. Brian Hoyer to me felt average, so I said that. It was a reach. I was wrong.
At least you remembered for something.
Please.
Yeah, God. That's a take it back.
But here's what I want. But maybe Brian Hoyer is. And I guess we can do it at the end of the day, because I didn't think Matt Castle was good enough either. The whole point about the backup is I will not accept the starter going down and everyone said the season's over, that's it. Like, I just can't. I think that is so freaking lame and so not factual, by the way, because if you want me to go back to it, the Chiefs lost Pat Mahomes for an injury in the middle of their Super Bowl year. Matt Moore came in, went 2-1, playing real minutes in those games that helped them get home field advantage through the playoffs, and they won the Super Bowl. 2 years before that, you lost to a backup quarterback in the Super Bowl. Carson Wentz was an MVP candidate for Philly. He went down, and they went all the way with their backup. All right, so... When Brady was suspended, you lost a month of Tom Brady. And between Garoppolo and Brissett, you went 3-1, helped you get home field advantage when you went to the Super Bowl and won the Super Bowl. The season was not over because your starter went down. And nor were the Eagles, nor were the Chiefs, nor were your in 2001, if you want to go all the way back there, or Belichick's Giants Super Bowl in 1991, etc. So I just refuse this narrative that the season's over if your starter goes down. I don't want to be one of those teams, and I certainly don't want to... You know, treat it like that.
You refuse to accept it.
So that's my whole point.
You get that, Murray? It's unacceptable.
You still want to hold me to Brian Hoyer? Fine. But that's my expectation, and maybe it is Brian Hoyer at the end of the day, although I'm not saying that anymore.
Father knows best, Murray. Unacceptable behavior.
God. All right. Derek in Foxborough, go ahead.
Yeah, I think people are way overrating Mac Jones. He's another Sam Darnold or maybe even like a Blake Bortles type. You know, I think Belichick, I think he only took him because his buddy Saban at Alabama put in a good word for him. And, you know, I don't think people can discount that. And that scares me because we saw what happened with Cyrus Jones. So I think he's going to be a big bust.
To me, the jury's still out on Sam Darnold, by the way. If Sam Darnold were drafted by Sean Payton and the Saints, you think he might be a pretty good quarterback right now and a winning quarterback?
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, or if he were, you know,
he's got ability.
If he were drafted by Andy Reid and was, you know, reared in that Andy Reid offense and coached by that guy, you think he'd be a pretty good quarterback? Instead, he went to the Jets and got thrown to the Wolves.
Hey, Derek mentioned Blake Bortles. He was on the Patriots draft board.
Bortles, to me, is I think he had a long chance to prove himself and proved himself unworthy. I'm putting Darnold. I think Darnold might have a little more passing skills. That's all. And I don't know, but those would be bad. Bortles would be a bad floor. No doubt about that.
Bortles sucked.
All right. We want to follow up on one thing from yesterday, and that is the fallout between Belichick and Newton. Something had to have happened because Bill, you know, Bill wouldn't even say his name the other day during his press conference to announce the release or, you know, what to announce nothing, but that, you know, his first presser after they released Cam Newton. Maz has a follow-up thought on that. We'll get to it after Murray's 90-second update. No commercials.
Don't let the weather limit your passion for golf. Go to Winslow's Kitchen Bar and Range, state-of-the-art Top Tracer driving range with shot tracing technology and Power T ball automation. Whether you're a golf enthusiast or a weekend warrior, you'll love Winslow's 16 heated bays with full-service food and drink, trivia nights, and live music in the clubhouse. Winslow's open 7 days a week, rain, snow, or shine, at Green Harbor Golf Club, 624 Webster Street in Marshfield. Book your bay at greenharborgolfclub.com/Winslow's. Winslow's, because good times and golf shouldn't have an off season.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape and a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.